for at least some Americans, the real fun begins after a film has won an Oscar. Then the nitpicking can commence. John Sandys runs a website called MovieMistakes.com, in which visiting viewers are invited to post the nits they have noticed in films. Roman warriors wearing blue jeans, cookies half-eaten that become miraculously whole, and other lapses in what they call continuity. This year's Oscar-winning film Gladiator is especially afflicted by nits, and John Sandys joins us from Southampton, England. Mr. Sandys, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
What should we notice on our second viewing of Gladiator?
Well, Gladiator, it's meant to be very technically accurate, mm-hmm. but quite a few things have slipped through the gap. Some historical mistakes, some continuity mistakes. One very obvious one is in the chariot battle that happens in the Colosseum. Mm-hmm. One of the chariots hits something and is flipped over. And as it flips over, the covering comes away and there's a gas canister shoved into the back of the chariot that is very obvious and very clear to see.
What about the Romans wearing blue jeans?
Oh, yes. After the first major battle, yeah. Maximus goes out to the stables and feeds his horse a bit of apple or something. And there's a gap between him and the horse. And in the background, you can see a stagehand or someone wearing blue jeans, very clearly walking backwards, leading a horse with him.
Well, it's practical dress. It made sense even then.
Exactly. It's useful for the time.
Mr. Sandys, I'm wondering if there are great moments and continuity lapses you've noticed in classics years gone by.
Yes, I mean, Casablanca has got a few. In the final scenes at the airport, Bogey is talking to one of the characters, someone called Louis, and there are epaulettes on Louis' shoulders. And in between shots, they're sometimes there, and sometimes they just disappear completely. But Star Wars has probably got the all-time classic blunder in it. Getting on towards the end of the film, C-3PO and R2-D2 are locked in a control room, and stormtroopers try and break in. So they force the door open and come marching in. And as they come in, one of these stormtroopers just bangs his head on the doorframe and just knocks it back and almost knocks his helmet off, and he really doesn't look too happy about it. And, I mean, it was spotted years ago, and a lot of people know about it, but I don't know why they didn't notice it when they were watching the take and just reshoot it.
Hmm. Are sometimes people upset with you, actual movie producers and directors themselves?
As far as I know, I haven't been contacted by any genuine producers or directors or actors. Some of the viewing public do get quite annoyed, and they send emails accusing me of ruining films and taking great pleasure in Hollywood's mistakes, which really isn't the point of the site. I'm sure some people enjoy reading about mistakes just to take the big Hollywood machine down a peg or two, but it's really just a light-hearted bit of fun. For your favourite films, just notice stuff you wouldn't really have noticed the first time around.
Mr. Sandys, thanks very much for speaking with us, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
John Sandys is the founder of MovieMistakes.com, speaking with us from Southampton.